examinations to pass is the mission. So here's some tips to get to grips with revision. How the info goes in, that's known as encoding. And how you hold it in is down to the storing. So seek out the method that works for you mentally to encode, store, and then recollect memories. So get prepared and then ready your brain. So everything that you put in, you can get at again. Life is a challenge and we fight to survive. If you want the best chance, then it's better to strive. Now nothing comes easy, it's gotta be earned. So the first thing, you gotta be prepared to learn. A school is a place where the skills are taught, where you've got the opportunity to build your force. And you also get a chance to experience courses in a place where they provide their help and resources. Now anytime you don't understand what you're doing, there's a few routes that you should be pursuing. Note down the things that you think are confusing, then find the right method that you need to be using. Go to your teacher and don't be ignoring or sitting in the class nearly passed out and snoring. Find a learning style that you don't find boring, so the information gets in suitably for storing. Examinations to pass is the mission. So here's some tips to get to grips with revision. How the info goes in, that's known as encoding. And how you hold it in is down to the storing. So seek out the method that works for you mentally to encode, store, and then recollect memories. So get prepared and then ready your brain. So everything that you put in, you can get at again. So now you've got home, don't abandon the trail. They say lack of planning is like planning to fail. It doesn't mean you have to work all round the clock, but make sure that you check over the notes you've got. Create an environment that works for you, and a plan to remind you what you want to get through. Work in short bursts and take regular breaks. An hour on and 20 off is all that it takes. Now here's a good time to use your memory aids. They help because different brain connections are made. There's visual, audio, and kinesthetic, which is what you've seen, what you heard, and where that you put it. Now if it's too much that you're feeling stumped, try breaking down the knowledge into meaningful chunks. And don't forget a good sleep between training and tests, because the memory's best when it's given some rest. Examinations to pass is the mission. So here's some tips to get to grips with revision. How the info goes in, that's known as encoding. And how you hold it in is down to the storing. So seek out the method that works for you mentally to encode, store, and then recollect memories. So get prepared and then ready your brain. So everything that you put in, you can get at again. So the morning of the exam's upon you. Allow a bit of extra time to get to the venue. Make sure that you have the right utensils, like spare pens, calculators, rulers, and pencils. When you get there, just relax and try checking back over your notes in a light study session. Remember hydration and keep yourself nourished, because that all helps you focus when retrieving that knowledge. Look through the whole paper before you start. Double check on each question that you know what's being asked. Write clearly and check the available marks, and make sure that your answer covers all the right parts. Don't get bogged down on difficult questions. Move on to some easy ones. Time's of the essence. You can always go back and check the answer again, so when the exam ends, you know your time was well spent. Examinations to pass is the mission. So here's some tips to get to grips with revision. How the info goes in, that's known as encoding. And how you hold it in is down to the storing. So seek out the method that works for you mentally to encode, store, and then recollect memories. So get prepared and then ready your brain, so everything that you put in, you can get at again. Examinations to pass is the mission. So here's some tips to get to grips with revision. How the info goes in, that's known as encoding. And how you hold it in is down to the storing. So seek out the method that works for you mentally to encode, store, and then recollect memories. So get prepared and then ready your brain, so everything that you put in, you can get at again.